We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently partly cloudy and 75 degrees. The Kansas Highway Patrol is investigating after a vehicle that a sheriff's deputy tried to stop, fled, and crashed head-on into another car, killing three people. Trooper Ben Gardner says the crash happened early Wednesday in western McPherson County. The driver was speeding and nearly ran a Rice County police officer off the road. The officer pursued the vehicle but lost sight of it because of the speed.
We learned from Rice County that an eastbound vehicle prior to this event was driving erratic, had great concerns. They were attempting to stop this vehicle at some point over in Rice County.
Gardner says the car eventually collided head-on with a car in neighboring McPherson County. The driver of the westbound car, 73-year-old Gerald Mindrup of Windham, died in the crash. The driver and passenger of the speeding vehicle, 29-year-old Miguel Casas and 28-year-old Sarah Morales, both from California, also died. A 5-year-old girl was airlifted to a Wichita hospital early Wednesday after being shot by a sibling. Pratt County Sheriff James White says the girl suffered a wound to the left arm after a sibling fired a shotgun.
The 7-year-old managed to gain access to the gun. There was a safe in the house, but we're not exactly sure. We're trying to talk to the kids and get really more information, but right now it's just he somehow gained access to the weapon and she accidentally got shot.
Sheriff White says no names are being released at this time. KSN News says a family member is reporting that the girl is in stable condition. Kansas health officials say the state's worst measles outbreak in almost 30 years is officially over.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said Wednesday a measles outbreak that began at a Johnson County daycare in March has ended. It eventually spread to Miami and Linn counties. In total, 22 people in the three counties were infected. It was the most measles cases in 1 year in Kansas since 1990. A measles outbreak is considered over when no new cases have been identified and two separate 21-day incubation periods pass. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
As much as $400 million worth of damage in northern Texas after a hailstorm blew through Wednesday, denting and pounding thousands of cars, homes, and businesses. Ashley Newberry of Arlington says her entire neighborhood was covered with hailstones.
It just started coming down. The trees were sideways. There was golf ball size up to grapefruit size hail. I mean, it was pounding on everyone's car.
Early estimates say 20,000 homes and businesses were damaged, as well as about 25,000 cars and trucks. A GOP report says the Obama administration misled Congress and the public in its efforts to help Iran convert dollars into euros as part of the nuclear deal.
A report from Senate Republican investigators claims the Obama administration broke a promise to not allow Iran access to American financial institutions in order to help Iran convert $6 billion held in an Oman bank to euros. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman tells Fox News at night.
It says that they were willing to do things that they shouldn't do in order to both get the Iranians to the table and then keep them at the table.
President Obama's former national security spokesman Ned Price called the report an effort to malign the Iran deal to justify President Trump's withdrawal from it. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS, 6:10 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Some people noticing some emergency vehicles checking out the Quick Trip at Kellogg and Mays Road. Apparently there was a report of a building fire there.
Yeah, but there wasn't much to it.
Yeah, there wasn't anything to it. The firefighters didn't really find anything, so anyway, that was, if you happen to be seeing that, that was what was going on there. Again, that was Kellogg and Mays, the report of a fire. They just didn't really find anything.
But they said about 15 trucks, just in case.
Yeah. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Well, there, the firefighters maybe picked up a breakfast burrito. Huh? Be a good opportunity. All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A complex of strong thunderstorms were rolling across south-central Kansas early this morning. Those come to an end by mid to late morning, and we heat up this afternoon. Our high 90 with a gusty southeast wind. Could see a few thunderstorms this evening. Our low 71. Hot and humid again Friday with a high 94. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Hey, now mostly cloudy, 73 degrees. And we have a west wind gusting to 24 miles per hour. Just an hour ago, no wind. It was calm. But we have weather moving through the area from west to east. Dan was kind of talking about it there. It's, I've been watching this on the KNSS Weather Center radar now for what, about the past 2 or 3 hours. And we had several warnings, severe thunderstorm warnings out in Pratt, Kingman County, just to the west of Wichita. But they all kind of fell apart.
As soon as they got to around Kingman County, they really just started to go away.
Radar's indicating, though, about the western half or more of Sedgwick County should be getting some light to moderate rain right now.
Mm-hmm.
To the south, a pretty large heavy rain area, but that's right down along the border, almost directly south of Wichita. If you're over in Butler County and you're in the northwest corner, you may be seeing some rain right now. It's, scattered showers all over the area this morning, but really, again, the west wind now starting to pick up from the west, blowing that stuff through here. But no warnings. Now, Jad, we had a severe thunderstorm watch. Sedgwick County was under that.
Yes.
And you're saying that has been canceled at this point.
The most recent thing I've seen is that they've went ahead and canceled the watch. So
yeah. We got a chance for rain, and that's about it today, looks like.
Yes.
We had another sunny, warm day for River Festival in central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 94 degrees. Normal high for the date is 84. Today is Thursday, June 7th, 2018. On this date in 1993, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that religious groups could sometimes meet on school property after hours. A little bit of a softening of the tradition of separation of church and state in America. At least, kids want to have a prayer meeting on the high school grounds or the school grounds after hours. Then most of the time it should be okay, according to the U.S. Supreme Court, that ruling again in 1993. This is the bizarre story that's going to be making the news this morning. Coming out of Corpus Christi, Texas, Ted, a South Texas man almost died after he was bitten by the head of a rattlesnake he'd just decapitated. The incident happened May 27th as Milo and Jennifer Sutcliffe were doing yard work at their home near Lake Corpus Christi. Jennifer Sutcliffe says her husband found a 4-foot rattlesnake, took a shovel, and hacked off its head. She says he bent down to pick up the remains to discard and
don't
was
do that.
Bitten by the severed head, which had injected a superdose of venom with its dying twitch. Sutcliffe called 911, began driving her husband the 45 miles to Spawn Memorial Hospital in Corpus Christi, but she said he began having seizures, losing his vision, and bleeding internally. Then he
That's
was airlifted. Yeah, he was airlifted the rest of the way. Sutcliffe says her husband needed 26 doses of anti-venom.
Oh, my gosh.
Where a normal patient gets 2 to 4 doses.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. This guy almost bought it. Got the head of the rattlesnake, still had the fangs in it and the
look,
juice.
He did the hard part.
What's that?
Killed it.
Yeah, he
decapitated
killed
it. That's,
yeah,
that's the...
I would, for me, if he knew what was going to happen, he probably would just nudged it out of the way and said, get out of here. Or I would have shot it myself if I had a gun. Wow. All right, 6:14 now.
Once you do that, don't bend down and pick it up.
Yeah.
Take that shovel and
bash it.
Then
dig a hole.
Get all Phil Mickelson on it and whack it.
Get a hole and stick it
away.
In there. Hey, coming up just about an hour from now, a little less than an hour from now, we have plans to speak with the governor of Kansas this morning. Governor Jeff Collier is going to be with us. He's in town to do a sort of a business opening or a ribbon cutting type deal, and we'll talk with him around 7:10 this morning. Never met the man.
Very nice.
Never met him. We're going to find out a little bit more about him maybe this morning, and as we have the governor on at 7:10. Now, you've got it over there in front of you, Ted, the VIP Wichita. Is that the June edition?
The current issue, yes, the June issue of VIP Wichita Magazine.
I call you the call your attention to the cover where there's a fetching young lady in a swimsuit.
Yes.
Closing at the Sedgwick County Zoo. That's not what we're talking about today. There is now, you go toward the back.
The Miss America pageant is doing away with the swimsuit, but not VIP Wichita Magazine.
No, sir. No. You go there toward the end. Actually, we've got
the
us
end?
Down like 2 pages from the end.
Okay.
Oh. You got it?
Hello.
Big old ad there.
Page 58.
Page 58. Of course, it's got you and I. And now, who's the woman with us? The photo is Steve and Ted at the Marconi Award.
Winning our Marconi Award last year.
Is that the woman from Intercom? Or is that just the presenter, the lady? I don't remember.
She's from Intercom.
Is that the one from Intercom? Yeah. I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
She was more excited than we were.
She was pumped.
This was in September. But we've also got a big old picture of Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity on the page. And, it's suitable for framing.
Sure is. Look at that. It's a good picture of us.
Good picture. Yeah. So, that's your VIP Wichita Magazine.
So, make
magazine.
Sure before you grab your copy before they fly off the shelves.
Yeah, they're going to be
June
flying.
June edition of VIP Wichita Magazine.
Oh, they're going to be flying because you can get them at Dillon stores. And there's no charge on these for the VIP Wichita. I made sure I looked for Sierra Scott. She is in there.
You need to read this issue from the back.
Start at the back.
Start at the back, and you'll hit us real early.
What's on the very back cover there?
It's a huge ad for the Plaid Giraffe.
Oh, okay. So then, I also saw they had a feature in there on Jack Kellogg.
Oh, really?
Hatman Jack.
Hatman Jack.
Yeah, great big story about Jack. So that's in the front part.
Very nice.
But there. This is the second time we've had an ad in there, isn't it? I believe it is.
I think so.
All right. VIP Wichita, again, available, no charge. At Wichita area Dillon's.
Look at us getting famous.
We're getting famous. 6:17 now, Steve and Ted. Let's go ahead and do sports this morning. Leadoff sports with Ted Woodward. I'm looking here. Oh, not very good news from the baseball front for our
no,
teams.
Not really. It's been a rough week for the Wingnuts and the Royals. Kansas City Royals last night out in Anaheim taking on the Angels. Once again, kind of a tight game, but one hit would kind of send this one the way of the home team. Here's some of the coverage from the Angels radio network last night.
Here's the next pitch. This is lifted high in the air. It's hit well to left field. Gordon going back. Out of here! Ian Kinsler has just hit his sixth home run of the season. That's a two-run shot, and it's a two-run Angels lead. It's 3-1.
Angels go on to win the game 4-3 as L.A. beats the Royals for the sixth time in a row. Royals have now lost four in a row, and they drop to the bottom of the division with that loss. Royals continue on the West Coast. Now they play the next four in Oakland, taking on the Athletics starting tonight. Live pregame coverage of the Royals begins at 8:30 this evening. Game will start a little after 9 o'clock. It's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Royals still making moves. In fact, the Royals made a trade yesterday. We're expecting the Royals to make a lot of trades this season.
Yeah.
They are going to dump what they have and
start over.
And get younger, newer guys. And obviously pitching seems to be a huge concern. The Royals yesterday traded outfielder John Jay to the Arizona Diamondbacks for a couple of minor league pitchers. Jay was batting .307 this year in his only year with the Royals. He signed a one-year contract. But the veteran outfielder is now shipped to the D-backs, and two more minor league pitchers come into the fold. The Royals just wrapped up the Major League Baseball draft for 3 days, and the Royals ended up taking 34 college pitchers in the draft. They took 9 high school players. They took 26 pitchers, 7 outfielders, 6 infielders, and 4 catchers. So obviously, pitching was a huge, huge priority for the Royals this year in the draft. And we'll see how that all projects into the future as they start to sign those guys. Pro baseball last night downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium for the Wichita Wingnuts. Before the crowd pretty much got a chance to sit down, the game was over. St. Paul scored 6 runs in the top of the first inning and went on to clobber the Wingnuts 10-1. For the 3-game sweep, as the Wingnuts could not get a win against the first-place St. Paul Saints. An off day today for the Wingnuts before being home the rest of the weekend during Riverfest. Wingnuts drop into fourth place with that loss. Speaking of the Major League Baseball draft, 5 more Shockers were taken in the draft yesterday, and that means that 10 Shocker players were drafted. That ties the most for school record in one season by the Shocks.
Yeah.
And 2 of the Shocker signees were drafted late in the 28th and 38th round. Wow, 10 players gone and a couple of signees drafted as well. So not all those players will be gone. Some will come back, but a lot of shockers were drafted this year. The NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships getting underway in Eugene, Oregon. A little disappointment for Wichita State senior Hunter Veith, one of the contenders to win the national championship in the decathlon. He started yesterday in the 100 meters, the long jump, and the shot put, and then had to withdraw because of an injury, and that ends his shocker career. Too bad.
Wow.
But it's been a great career for the Cheney, Kansas native.
Sure
and
has.
In the javelin throw last night, Aaron True of Wichita State finished in eighth place in the nation, and that makes him a first-team All-American in the javelin. In the javelin. So congratulations.
Great.
Women's soccer last night, right here in Wichita, FC Wichita women with a 2-1 win over Oklahoma City FC. The FC Wichita women are in first place atop the Southwest Division, and they are 4-1 on the season. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's going to tell us about handing out a U.S. flag along with a high school diploma at a graduation ceremony. That's coming up, Stephen Ted, in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.